isn't it? You're in a privileged position to learn a thing or two. Keep your mouth shut and your eyes open.
Hey, I'm Robert with Limitless Broadcasting Network, and you might know me from shows like You Can't Kill the Boogeyman podcast, The Painful Truth of Living with Chronic Pain, and more. I'm here to talk to you about my new show, premiering exclusively on the Limitless Broadcasting Network. It's called
Robbie Reviews.
It's a new movie review podcast show that lets you know exactly what movies you should see this summer and which movies you should stay away from this summer. So if you are into movies just like I am, you're going to love this podcast.
This ship cannot be crewed by two men. You'll never make it out of the bay.
Son, I'm Captain Jack Sparrow. Savvy?
I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
Smile on that face.
Why so? I'm not gonna kill him. You know why I can't kill his son? You know why I can't even put a bullet in Sean's head? Because Sean was disloyal. If you were anybody else, Tariq, you'd already be dead. The moment you let Tommy in the penthouse to kill me was the moment you were no longer my son, and now you're my enemy.
It's going to exclusively premiere on the Limitless Broadcasting Network. So subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Hi, I'm Doug Jones, but you are listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast.
All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust. Just a little bit of pixie dust.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Sammy.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Shall we begin?
It's time to get things started on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, motivational show!
Welcome, Pixie Dusters. We're your favorite hosts. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Don! Okay. And of course, we are produced by Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Check out our social media after the show, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.
And also, we have LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com for all your other podcasting needs.
Because people have deep podcasting needs every day.
They do. Listen, there are people who are obsessed with podcasts. Mm-hmm. They listen to them all day long. Mm-hmm. I don't know how. I can barely listen to... Like, I listen to ours and that's it.
There's a few that I would listen to all day. There's, like, maybe one that I only listened to on a regular basis recently. Mm-hmm. And that was it. Mm-hmm. It was the Osbournes podcast.
That makes sense for you.
Who's surprised?
Because it's me. You
know? No one. No one's surprised.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
No, I can't do it. I don't like podcasts.
Ironic.
I know. Let me rephrase that. I don't like it's just not something I like to listen to during the day because I need a visual, and I don't want to sit on YouTube and watch them. And I like being on them because I like talking. It works.
That very much is.
I feel like
true.
That's the majority of just people who make podcasts in general.
They like to talk.
They just like talking. Mm-hmm. That's what podcast is. It's just, you know, we hit record and we just say stuff.
Mm-hmm. See.
Some of it works.
I mean, I gotta talk somewhere. Mm-hmm. I gotta get it out somewhere.
Yeah, it's very true.
Or my poor husband's gonna listen to it.
Stuff.
He's things, probably grateful.
Stuff and things. Yep. Stuff. Stuff. Things. Stuff. Stuff.
This is the entire show.
Just the same stuff for like an hour. Stuff. Yep. Things. Things.
Yep. Okay, well, thanks for coming.
This is when you need to mute him.
I wonder how long, if we did an episode like that, how long we could keep that going. Just
would people just keep listening for something to happen? Maybe.
Probably.
I would. You know what? I'd be that listener. I would be like, are they going to do something in this episode?
I wouldn't. I'd be like, next time we start doing that right now, listen. I will leave.
I'd be like halfway through, and I think, well, I'm halfway through, might as well finish it. And then I'd finish it and be like, God, what am I doing with my life?
That would literally be me. That would be me too. I'd just be like, well, I'm like invested now at this point, you know?
Yeah.
I don't have the right date on this one.
Oh, because you have the exact same date that you have on the previous episode.
I forgot to change it. There we go. All right, anyways, going back to what we're doing today, we are in the last 2 weeks of Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
We're getting there.
This is the second to last one. We are talking one of my absolute favorites. Actually, they're all my favorites. Let's be real.
I was going to say. Wait a second.
Let's be honest. Our lips are sealed.
Our lips
are
sealed.
I watched this one on repeat. Repeat when I got it. I'm surprised the VHS player, the VHS still works. So this one is following Mary-Kate and Ashley halfway around the world in this Aussie adventure jam-packed with nonstop action, laughs, super spies, and surfer guys. The extraordinary escapade begins with the girls eyewitnessing a crime and are forced to go undercover in the FBI Witness Protection Program. Unfortunately, not even the FBI can save the girls from their own blabbermouths as they blow their cover in town after town until there's only one hiding place left, Australia. Actually, there's not. They could have went to Britain. Just FYI.
I mean, there were options, but yeah.
There were other options. And the fact that they moved them around that much, they would have thrown them out of the program after, like, three times.
It's just been but like, anyways, you guys are just going to fend for yourselves.
Yeah, pretty much. It was released in 2000. Director Craig Shapiro, writers Elizabeth Kruger and Craig Shapiro, starring, of course, Ashley and Mary-Kate. Ashley plays Abby and Mary-Kate plays Maddie. Jim Meskimen plays Rick or Stanley because it's their parents. Tamara Clutterbuck is Terry or Shirley. Robert Miano is Hatchu. Jason Clark is Mac. Richard Carter plays Sydney, the fisherman. The old guy fisherman. Sorry. Yeah. I'm like, where's my head? Joe Phillips plays Katie, who is the girl, and I can't remember what she does. She does a bunch of different things. Oh no, Sydney's not the fisherman. Shelby is. Harold Hopkins plays Shelby Shaw, who is the fisherman.
Oh, okay.
Mac and Sydney are the two...
the guys, right?
Relatives who are the bad guys who are going after them.
Yeah.
Ernie Hudson Jr. plays Agent Banner. Willie Garson plays Agent Norm. Jade Bronberg plays Victoria. Ryan Clark is Pete. Scott Swalwell is Avery. Nina Schultz and Purdy Quigley play the two different Sheilas, Chris Full as Donnie, and Daniel Wakefield as Ray. So, very diverse cast. Let's see here. It was rated a 3 on Common Sense out of 5, a 53% on Rotten Tomatoes, and a 5.1 on IMDb. It makes me so sad that, like, this is, like, one of their highest rates, like, is a 53%. I'm like, in my opinion, this is like at least an 80. If you, like, look at it from the perspective of a teenager back
then. Fair. Yeah.
Yeah. This one gave me more trivia than the last one, so that was nice.
Progress.
The Vegemite the girls eat in the seed at school isn't the same consistency or color of actual Vegemite at all. In fact, it's more Nutella, and that's probably what they were eating.
Probably exactly what it was. Eat
Vegemite. I wouldn't want to eat Vegemite. Have you looked up what that stuff is?
Yeah.
Heck no. No,
I've never even heard
you.
Of Vegemite. I don't even know what that is.
It's just some weird thing that Australians eat.
Oh.
I don't know.
I just think of the I Love Lucy skit, the vitamin of Edmund.
Yeah, that does remind me of that, too.
Yeah, nice. The jewel in the movie is called the Neil Diamond, a riff on the name of the singer Neil Diamond. So they spelled it K-N-E-E-L, which I never saw the spelling of it in the movie.
So I don't know how you know that. Just saying. I'm not sure that I would have understood that it was
It's the thought that counts.
Yes, apparently.
But it is a riff, like, they were riffing on the name of the singer, Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
yeah.
Edgy.
It is not known who played the narrator, and the actor is not credited in the end credits. And to this day, the actor's identity remains a mystery of who narrated. Because there is. There's a narrator at the beginning, at the end, about, like, the witness protection.
And his name is John Cena!
Okay.
That would have been funny if it was. But anyways. And then Richard Carter's character plays Sydney. Sydney, I think, is the younger one, right? That sounds right. Mm. The one who tries to get with Joe.
I think so.
Or Katie. Yeah. He is actually from Sydney, Australia. So he's from Sydney and he was from Sydney. Yeah. So yeah. Not much trivia, but some trivia.
Okay. It's something.
Did I put in here who the kangaroo... What was the kangaroo's name?
I don't remember.
I thought I wrote down who the kangaroo was, but now I don't remember. Where is it? Anywho, did anybody else... Well, Dan, you didn't watch this. Sammy, were you creeped out by the massive, unrealistic... zit on his face that I owe that
just, I mean, I wasn't creeped out, but I was just like, wow. This is just like a little, I mean, I understand the point, right, you know, for the court case and everything, but I mean, it was a bit much. Yeah,
it was a little much.
I mean,
it
was kind of gross, so yeah.
I'm looking up to see a picture so I can join in the weird and grossed out.
Oh yeah, please Google that so you can
who's the character? Which one? What's the character's name?
Which, just who had it?
In, what was his name? He's actually a pretty, an actor you see a lot in random things, too, and I can't think of his name.
I just looked up Our Lips Are Sealed Zit.
Yeah, do that.
I had nothing came up.
See what comes up.
I see one of the
maybe
actors.
Maybe they don't have any pictures of it.
Maybe not.
There's a bunch.
Oh, my light's not working. But it's on. This is weird. Well, that's stupid. Okay. Let's see if it's in the IMBD pictures.
Yeah, because I'm not coming up with.
Yeah, I don't see anything.
Any photos.
They're showing the court, but they're not showing him with his zit. It's like they're avoiding it.
Maybe.
Yeah, there's the zit's nowhere in here.
Was that like a scrap? Was it just kind of there, or was it like a like a part of the character?
No, it was just there, but yeah. He had this huge zit on his face, and
because it was disgusting. It was part of the reason they could identify him and all that for.
Yeah.
Why they ended up a witness for protection. Because literally
what happens is, so they screw up the cheerleading tryouts, which, again, how they did the cheerleading twice, I'm like, that's not real life, but okay. Mm. They screw up the cheerleading tryouts, and they're trying to hide from them, and they're getting ice cream or something. And okay. And
this is the best. I don't know if you can really see it.
There. Okay.
Yeah.
You can't see the white of it. The white part
really
is the worst
part.
Yeah,
it's not great, but it's kind of gives you the idea of how big it was.
Yeah. The bad guy is running out with a mask on his face with the Neil Diamond, and all they do is turn around and to walk away, and they run into him, and then they remove his mask, and they think they're getting arrested because they ruined the cheerleading tryouts, which...
That is a crime. That is an arrestable crime for sure.
Apparently. the cops are there for the guy who was stealing the Neil Diamond. And the guy who was stealing it for, his name is Hachu.
Bless you.
This mob boss. And I love this scene. I love this scene when they're trying to figure out who's going to try to go after these girls. Mm. He's like, what about this person? What about that? And they literally pull open a family tree, a mob family tree, and like are going down like, oh no, that person is, that person's in jail or that person's doing this. And they like, it's like they have to like they take these things and they unfold it all the way down to like a third or a 15th cousin removed uncle. I don't know. It was hilarious.
Nice.
At least for me, it's funny.
Yeah.
But it, yeah, just how they got there. But like through the whole sequence of them going to different places, they like are in Texas and they're dressed up as overly cowboyish, which just is annoying to me because you don't. Yes, they dress that way in Texas, but not always. You know, like at a rodeo dressing that way.
Yeah.
But like they do all these different scenes and they, oh my gosh, it's ridiculous. But they end up in Australia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where they land.
And it's not just them that are the blabbermouths. Their whole family are blabbermouths. It's not always them who give it away. Like their mom, their dad, they just kind of.
They're not a great family for this.
No.
No. For witness protection. No.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
No, unfortunately. Yeah. But, and then you got the whole subplot, you know, where they're trying to find new friends and they're talking to a girl and they get in with the popular kids. But, you know, of course, popular kids are not all it's cracked, up,
cracked
to be.
Up to be. Yeah.
So, yeah. And they don't like, it was so bizarre to me. I don't know if this is a real thing in Australia, right? But where they're just like, oh, you can't talk to the surfers. I'm just like, is that not like all of Australia is full of surfers? I don't understand this. Why are
they
surfer
surfing?
Kids? I don't get this. Like, oh, you can't be friends with them. Don't talk to them. But yeah, everyone's at the beach. I'm just like, I don't understand this. Why is it those two boys that are a problem?
Well, they're, yeah,
well,
they're
group, but you know, there are specific two boys that obviously for the twins. You know, but
yeah. Well, yeah. It sounded like the popular kids, like surfing was just kind of like their hobby. And if you were if you listen to Adrian what's his face talk about it, Pete, they're like, we are the waves.
I guess that would make you a loser.
Just like when he was, there you go. Was it Avery who was saying it? It was Avery who was saying those lines, and I'm listening to him. I'm like, and then like after he says it, she's like, at least you're cute.
Like, okay.
90s and early 2000s bullies were so weird.
Huh?
I said 90s and early 2000s bullies were like so weird. Like,
yeah.
How, I don't know. Like, how dare you be passionate about something?
Yep.
I don't know. I don't.
It's,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's just antics. It's just how they were.
Mm-hmm.
Silly.
Yeah.
But this movie made me decide that the name Victoria is always going to be a bully or evil. And
just
if
because
I
of
have
that
to
character.
Write an evil character, I will be naming her Victoria.
That's funny.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, Victoria. Okay. Yep. Fair. Lasting impression.
Yep. Also, this is the movie where I became obsessed with my Australian accent. That's why my Siri is a boy with an Australian accent.
I mean, I feel like that's fair. It's a great accent. Mm-hmm.
It is a very nice accent. It's very cool.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Also, like, I think this, again, we talked about it last episode, but this is another movie, like, where it's like, for a teenager, especially a single teenage girl who just didn't have any really great relationship or love interests in her life, the idea of like going away, like almost like a vacation, going away and like getting swept off your feet and having this whole adventure, like they go on it when they finally like hang out with these boys, they take them to the arch bridge in Australia where you can go up and see out, like you're hooked in, see out, and then one of them works at an amusement park and they just like start up the roller coaster like it's nothing, even though they probably would have got arrested. And
I don't think, like, you can do that now.
Yeah, this fantasy of an adventure, I'm like, I feel like this is what I said Mary-Kate and Ashley gave us the fantasy we look for as teens. They were our first teen romance books that flourish into what we have today as adult romance readers, like for our romance readers. Like, I feel like it stems from a lot of these ideas. They weren't the only ones, but they're one of them that's like, they are my reason why I have to read all of these books.
Yeah.
It was the catalyst. Yeah, it makes sense. It's the movies, it's like the most easily accessible for, you know, virtually anyone. So it's like, you know, anyone can latch on to that.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Yeah. Yeah, this movie was kind of getting a little out there with how they did things with the witness protection and
you think.
Like the mobs going after them and I feel like every Mary Kate Ashley Olsen movie it kind of got more and more ridiculous as they moved.
Yeah,
and this one got into ridiculousness. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the ones after that, like Holiday in the Sun. I don't know if there was any ridiculousness in that one.
I don't remember
a lot of it. I remember it more just being like teen antics.
That's what my teen antics. The only thing I remember,
like there was like some, there was like a popular girl who was like the mean girl and she was like a villain, and then there was a guy that they were really into, and the only reason I remember him is because he played the guitar and he sang like, had like that kind of raspy like singing voice, and I was really into being that at the time, so that kind of resonated with me.
Okay.
Yeah, some of these extra ones. Holiday in the Sun, Winning London, When in Rome, The Challenge.
They're always going on an adventure.
Getting There. I don't know. I never really watched any of them, so I don't know if there's, like, crazy antics, like, crazy out-of-the-box antics like this, but this one got a little ridiculous. And how they, like, she was able to throw the boomerang like it was nothing, and just, but it was realistic that they lost the surfing challenge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So at least there's that.
And their 70s outfit they wore to a yacht party was stupid. I wouldn't know what else is dressed like this.
Yeah. I don't know.
Gosh. You know what it looked like? It looked like the Go-Go Girls in Austin Powers.
It did. It looked exactly like that. Yeah, they looked like Go-Go Girls. Yeah, and particularly from that movie.
Yeah, every time I see those dresses, I'm like, Austin Powers.
Yeah, I don't know this what was bad. Up with that.
Oh, goodness gracious. Mm-mm. But, you know, they got Hot Shoe in the end, and everything was fine.
Yeah, so everything worked out. As it does.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I've talked a lot. Samantha, you got anything to say?
I mean, no. I mean, again, it's just another fun teen movie. You know, it's got the little cute romance. It's adventure in Australia. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much it. There's not a lot of thought, you know, into the movie. But it's cute to watch. I enjoyed rewatching it, you know. Still thought it was fun.
Yep, yep. Yay. I agree.
Fun times.
Yeah.
All right. This is one country I will never go visit.
No?
Australia?
Because they did not show the actual wildlife of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
They avoided, like, the snakes and the spiders and all the things. And no, thank you. I will never visit Australia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I will not deal with that wildlife. No, thank you. That's we have enough fair. Of it here that I got to deal with.
Well, it did eventually take Steve Irwin from us, so.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Just... Sammy, did you see the ad that they did with his son now?
No. Mm-mm.
You haven't seen it?
I don't think so, no.
So he is a he is a model now for... He modeled, I think it's Bomba... boxer briefs.
Oh, okay. That's weird.
And they put snakes, you know, his, but it's like all the, it came up on my screen, I'm like, what is happening right now? Like, shh, Dan.
You said snake. I'm curious. I'll finish the thought though.
Well, snakes and like spider, there was a spider on him and there was something else that they brought in. I don't know, but it like highly sexualized him, and I'm just like, this is the little boy from Steve Irwin's life, and now why? Like it was a shocker.
Mm-hmm.
And now all the ladies and women are like drooling over Robert Irwin.
Have I seen this? I wonder if I've seen this one because I remember something about our underwear ad that came out like.
Oh, yeah. There. You want to...
I can't see it. Oh, yeah. There you go. There's other ones. There's one of him like draped. He's draped on a chair and has like all of the creatures like sitting on him, and everything in full view.
Wow. Yeah, he's definitely working. It's working for him.
He's a grown up now, so I mean.
He's a grown up. I mean, when you got it, work it. That's the way I say it.
It's just weird. I'm like, this is a little kid that from like when we watched Steve Irwin.
It's weird when you remember them as a child and now they're like not a child and it's very good.
Well, like Sabrina Carpenter. Yeah. I can barely look at Sabrina Carpenter when she does her stuff for her music videos and things. I'm like, no, you were a little kid on Disney Channel. Stop it.
It's definitely a night and day. I felt that way when I watched Game of Thrones, when I watched Maisie Williams played Arya, the youngest one. Like, because I remember her in the very first season when she's like 11. And then in the last season, she has like a naked scene. I'm like, this is weird. It's like watching your little sister. No. I mean, I get it. You're a grown woman. You can do what you want, but it's still weird.
But it's weird for us.
Yeah. Just a tad.
Well, it's like, it's also like my little fifth graders who are now getting married. They were fifth graders so long ago. And now, like, I'm going to one of their weddings this summer. I'm like, what the hey?
Yeah, time just doing its thing. That's life.
I don't like it. I don't like it. Anyways. Well, that's all I got.
Okay.
All right.
Well.
Pixie Dusters, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, learning a little bit about Our Lips Are Sealed. If you have not watched it, I encourage you to go to Simply Olsen's on Instagram and find their link and go watch it, because it is goofy but fantastic.
Yeah, still fun.
Still very fun movie. So join us next week for our last week of Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen as we talk about their last theatrical movie, New York Minute.
Yep.
Actually, the last movie.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dan. The show is written and produced by Ashley and Sammy, except for those manifestos, which are all written by Dan himself. Intro and audio editing by Sammy. Logo created by Ashley. The show is produced as part of the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Make sure you check out all of our other shows and have a magical day.
Calling all you horror enthusiasts. If you are brave enough, we dare you to listen to our horror podcast, You Can't Kill the Boogeyman Podcast, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by Limitless Broadcasting Network. This show is available wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, everyone is entitled to one good scare. Don't forget to subscribe to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com.